This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Students and parents of one of South Carolina's best public high schools are suing administrators and local police. They claim a drug raid at the school went way too far. Students were threatened with guns, some were handcuffed, and their bags were searched. Even though the school is 80% white, students involved say it was no coincidence the majority of those searched were black. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
Wednesday, November 5th, started out just like any other morning at Stratford High School in Goose Creek, a comfortable suburb just north of Charleston. The central hall was bustling with students who had just alighted from their yellow school buses. But the normal routine was suddenly shattered, as you can hear on a Goose Creek police video that surfaced just this week. Standing outside Stratford High a couple days ago, Josh Odie, a 15-year-old freshman, recounted what happened.
Like, all of a sudden, they just, like, started locking down the school. Like, the police officers came in there with their guns and stuff. I felt something hit me in my back. I turned around, it was a police officer with his gun. So, he had to get on the ground, and we got to sit there with our hands on our head.
Police and school administrators kicked the students' book bags into the middle of the hallway, and then, while the children were still on their knees or prone on the floor, they went to the second phase of the operation.
All right, the dog's coming through, just stay still, don't move.
Police drug-sniffing dogs moved around the prone students. At least a dozen bags were sniffed, and police and administrators dumped the contents of several kids' backpacks on the floor. No drugs were found. It was, says 15-year-old freshman Nathaniel Smalls, a humiliating experience, especially since the whole thing was witnessed by hundreds of other students who came to school later and who were not targeted by police.
Some kids were just arriving at school whenever they were searching me. They were probably thinking, oh, he's searching him, he got drugs, stuff like that. I was embarrassed, mad, thinking, why am I being searched? If I'm getting searched, everyone should be getting searched.
Police officials are not commenting on the raid, though immediately after it happened, they defended their conduct, saying that drawing guns was a matter of officer safety. All told, 107 kids were swept up in the raid out of more than 2,600 students in the school. At least 70% were black, which has led to allegations that the police conducted the raid after early buses from integrated neighborhoods had arrived, but before the mainly white students from nearby subdivisions had arrived by foot or by car. It's a charge that school superintendent Chester Floyd rejects. He says police were responding to information about suspicious activity called in by the school's principal, George McCracken.
The report that school officials had was a specific location at a specific time in the morning. We absolutely deny that there was any kind of racial profiling going on there.
Moreover, Floyd said, Principal McCracken was as shocked as anyone else that the police conducted the raid with guns drawn. However, in the video, McCracken is not seen trying to hold back police, but instead strides the hall barking orders.
You think this is funny? I don't hear no talk.
Many students and dozens of school staffers have backed the principal, but many parents are outraged. Sharon Smalls, Nathaniel Smalls' mother, believes school officials are to blame for letting the police be so aggressive.
Not to mention all of the civil rights violations that they made on these children. They didn't even identify themselves to our children. You understand what I'm saying? They just come out screaming, get down, with guns. You know?
Local prosecutor Ralph Hoisington has asked the state attorney general to investigate whether any laws were broken. Already, at least three class action lawsuits have been filed against the principal, the school district, and the police department. And now, the American Civil Liberties Union plans to file a lawsuit Monday that alleges police and school officials violated the students' constitutional rights in the raid. Philip Davis, NPR News, Goose Creek, South Carolina.